Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Sun Guy Nation, welcome here to the show on another Friday afternoon. QT and Sun Guy with you, awaiting our guest today. Some show notes if you're looking for some wrestling today. Lots and lots and lots happening tonight. WCWO, like usual, at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana. Defy Wrestling in our neck of the woods here in Seattle, Washington. ASW in Richmond, B.C. The NWA in Franklin, Kentucky. GPW in Georgetown, Illinois. CRW in Lachine, Quebec. CTCW in San Antonio, Texas. And ACW featuring AC Carlisle, whom I love. Tomorrow night, RCW in Portland, Oregon, where you can find myself. DOA having their 9th anniversary show tomorrow, also in Portland, Oregon. The annual Vin's Giving featuring Vinny Vachetti happening in Burnettsville, Indiana tomorrow. The RWF in Indianapolis, Indiana. MCW in Joppa, Maryland. We have an all-women's tournament happening in Seattle, Washington tomorrow. AWF in Peoria, Arizona. EWF in Fontana, California. APW in Salisbury, Maryland. MIW in Forest Lake, Minnesota. PCW in Cleveland, Ohio. SSW in Kenosha, Wisconsin. POG in Coldwater, Michigan. SCW in Dubuque, Iowa. EHF in South Bend, Indiana. CEW in Oskaloosa, Iowa. And the BWF in Farmville, Virginia tomorrow, also featuring Casey Carlisle. QT, there's a lot of wrestling happening tomorrow as well as tonight.
Well, I think the wrestling is changing like the weather, from very dry and almost at a record, very little measurable rainfall since June 17th, to a boom in moisture. You can see
it's
clearly.
It's been a little wet. Yeah.
Yes. It's weather and wetness combined. Yes, weather related. I'm not sure.
Hopefully, nobody's outdoor shows, if there are any planned, gets ruined by the inclement weather. That's always miserable when that happens.
Very miserable, yes. Oh, did I hear a guest?
I don't believe so. Still awaiting him.
I think you have a poltergeist in the room with you, Sun Guy.
I hope not. Yes. That'd be creepy.
Okay. Now, Sun Guy, we were supposed to. Now, I'm sure he's just about to ready to call in, but can you tell us about the background of this referee that we have on today? Is it true he is from the Mid-Atlantic area?
I believe that is absolutely true. Greg Buck, scheduled to call in just a little while. He has been in the business nearly 25 years. He was trained by the great Tracy Smothers. You don't find very many better trainers than Tracy Smothers. So Greg Buck, very well trained, outstanding official, veteran in the business. And hopefully he will be calling in the very near future today.
Have you yourself ever worked on a card with him?
I have not, as of yet, done so.
Wow, okay. Now, Sunday, in your opinion, or in your geographical opinion, what states comprise of the Mid-Atlantic area? What's the southern border?
The Carolinas and the Virginias for the most part.
I'm not sure if you can count South Carolina as Mid-Atlantic.
Really? Because Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling did for decades.
Well, now if you divide the state of South Carolina in half, I guess the northern half would be Mid-Atlantic. But once you get down toward Charleston, I think that's pretty much South itself and not Mid-Atlantic. Yes.
Well, you're going to have to take that up with the Crocketts.
I may have to, yes. Yes. And what's the northernmost territory of the Mid-Atlantic, in your opinion?
I believe Maryland was considered part of the Mid-Atlantic.
Boy, that's quite far north. I'd say the very furthest reaches of northern Virginia is Mid-Atlantic at the most.
All right.
Anything north of that, north of Virginia, I wouldn't consider Mid-Atlantic.
Now, what makes you an expert on the Mid-Atlantic area?
Well, I study maps and stuff. I have my special eyepiece that I fit in when I'm doing my cartography hobbies, which is pretty much map making. A lot of wrestling fans don't know that. Cartography, yes, I have a special eyepiece. Once you put in that eyepiece, son guy, and study latitudes and longitudes, you become an expert. Yes.
Now, was Beast Barnett aware of this?
He was not aware that I had an eyepiece.
Was it a secret from Beast Barnett because you were afraid that he would steal said eyepiece and make his own maps?
Well, that's true. You know, I think that is true, sign. I think Beast Barnett is somewhat of an artist, you know, and I heard that he's quite gifted in calligraphy. You know, it's a short step to map making. Yes, map making. There's a lot of map making groups taking off across the country. Clubs are being held. Yes. Now that people have kind of stepped away from the NFL, a lot of them are indeed going into cartography. Cartography, map making. That's what I've heard.
Now, has any Pacific Northwest wrestler approached you to get a map so they could find their way to their bookings?
Well, Aaron Bolo, who is a part member of the Weather Club, is slightly incensed of the actions of one, Devin Bellinger, lately at the Weather Club. As you know, last week, Devin Bellinger took a knee during our national anthem of the Weather Club. Aaron is seriously thinking of dropping out, and he's talked to me a little bit about cartography, taking up cartography exclusively. Think of the time that he would have on his hands if he dropped the Weather Club.
Wouldn't that make Mike Trout a little bit sad?
Yeah, I know. Mike Trout and Aaron Bolo both proud members of the Weather Club, you know, and they often go out on early Sundays when we are not in the Weather Club and discuss, you know, current, minutes of the meetings that we have and stuff. It's their second life. Yes, it will be a blow to Mike Trout. Yes. Yes.
Now, is there any word on a possible replacement for Aaron Bolo should he follow through with this and leave the Weather Club?
I think we should start taking applications, yes.
Would one of those applications be from Sunny Days?
Well, I think if Sunny wants to put in her application, you know, she can. We'll need a couple of personnel references from her, of course. Yes. Yes.
Maybe Casey Carlisle would put in a reference for Sunny Days in a couple of weeks when she's in the area.
Oh, well, I personally can see that happening. I can see on the Sign of the Times this weekend, where Sign Guy will mention that we are taking applications for a new Weather Club member.
That's entirely possible.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Sign, can you tell us...
Can you give us a rundown on your thoughts of the most recent episode of the Sign of the Times, the Granted Edition.
I'm not sure if I saw the Granted Edition. Did this take place near a wooded glen?
It did not. It was at an undisclosed wrestling venue with a very disclosed masked Granted.
Oh, okay. Well, I did think I saw that, yes. Would that have been down in at the North Portland Eagles?
No. Plus, if I said, oh, it would disclose it.
What was that?
If I said where it was at, it would disclose the undisclosed location.
Oh, yes,
do I look
yes.
Mike Jones?
Oh, okay, yes. Now, did Grigor Petrov make an appearance in this Sign of the Times?
He did not. He made one in episode 292, the Armstrong edition, but decidedly not in episode 293, the Granted edition.
Oh, the Armstrong edition, yes. That was the latest one I saw. Yeah, Sign Guy, for the past 36 hours, I have alternated work and sleeping as I have heroically fought off a cold. So I did not see the Granted edition, sadly.
That is very sad. Now, in the Granted edition, it was the first time ever during an episode of the Sign of the Times where I was hired to officiate a wedding. I will be officiating the upcoming marriage of Granted. Believe it or not, someone actually agreed to marry him.
Now, wait a second. Granted was in a lucha mask.
Yes, he was.
Oh, okay, never mind. I saw that one.
Wow.
Boy, Mrs. Sign Guy, you will shake her head on that chain of thoughts.
Wow.
Yes, he wants
have
to
you been taking
with
a lot of bourbon for this cold? Is that what the problem
oh,
seems to be?
Robitussin. Yes, and I have some codeine cough syrup that I have saved and have frozen and thawed for this occasion, but back when it was available in 1980. That's what I'm getting at.
Have you tried some elderberry? Elderberry, great for the immunity.
Ooh, elderberry. I certainly could use some of that. Yes.
Available at fine retail shops near you.
Like the SeaTac Mall?
I would imagine so.
Well, it's called the Commons today, but I just can't get over the SeaTac Mall for some reason.
I understand.
Wow, now that Sign of the Times is very, very good. You put in your application to be a justice of the peace. Yes, I saw that. Yes.
Well, not only that, I am officially licensed.
Yes, and they already have that white picket fence that both participants can stand under.
Exactly.
The arch. I'm not quite sure of the name of that. What's it called? A triumphant arch? Triumphant arch.
I believe it is, it might even be considered a trellis.
Ah, trellis, yes. Trellis. Oh, okay. Well, when people go into marriage, it's kind of like a compromise trellis. The trellis of compromise in the very near future.
All right. I can see that.
Oh, okay. All right, well, sorry, now you yourself are on your way to Rose City Wrestling this weekend. Can you tell us who will be on the card and will Big B be on the card? Because last time at Rose City Wrestling, a fruit pie was delivered for the first time in history. First time
That's
ever.
That's untrue. You've delivered hundreds of fruit pies.
Oh, okay. Maybe one was to Sunny Days.
She was delivered a fruit pie at NWA Blue Collar last week. That is correct.
Well, now, wait a second. Hasn't Sunny Days been awarded a fruit pie at Rose City Wrestling before?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay.
Big V might have been the only one specifically at Rose City Wrestling to get a fruit pie so far. But
oh,
to answer
wow,
your
okay.
question, he is scheduled to be there Big Vicious, of course, the RCW Heavyweight Champion.
Wow, that is very fantastic. Who will we be going up against this week, do you know?
I don't know his opponent, but I know some of the scheduled competitors are the tag team of TNT, the brand new tag team champions of Rose City Wrestling, Max Burnside and his partner Robert Vaughn, Leon Negro will be on hand, Dynamic Rook Kelly will be on hand, Bat Boy will be there, Randy the Pimp Taylor, and Diafula Dabashi, all scheduled to be there. Now, this event, not at the usual location, this event will be at the Knockout Taco. They're holding the show at the Knockout Taco, which is at 455 Northeast Killingsworth in Portland. There will be happy hour pricing, food and drinks, some live music, and of course, some great professional wrestling. Bell time tomorrow is 3 in the afternoon. They're having a special 3 p.m. bell time at the Knockout Taco. So it should be a huge, huge event, QT, right there in Killingsworth.
Wow, well, Knockout Taco, I wonder if they have enough space, like B&I in Tacoma, where you and I have seen several cards.
I've seen a metric crap ton of cards at the B&I, yes.
Well, I'm going to have to do, maybe I can do a Facebook search of this taco place. Certainly they have photos of their parking lot, yes.
Well, research away. Now, QT, I'm sure a lot of people tomorrow will be asking me the question that I am asked at wrestling shows all over the country. Where can they find this week's top 9 and 7/8 Pacific Northwest wrestler rankings? I have not seen them yet this week, and I am sure to come across many angry Northwest wrestlers wondering where their ranking is.
Oh, well, now I myself have not really received flash results from last Sunday's Blue Collar Wrestling. I'm kind of waiting on those.
So you're saying if I provide flash results, you will provide those rankings no later than 7:35 Pacific time tonight. And perhaps on the Facebook page of Max Burnside.
Oh, well, I could try Max Burnside, yes. Or I could maybe ask Kevin Brandt.
You're going to ask Kevin Brandt if you can put them on the Facebook of Max Burnside?
Yes, please.
All right.
Yes.
Now, yes. Kevin Brandt might be a little bit busy this evening. He has that huge 9-year anniversary DOA show happening in Portland tomorrow. Team Santiago versus Team HD in a barbed wire cage match.
Now, sorry, guy, have you yourself ever reffed in a barbed wire cage match?
I have reffed many cage matches, none that were encased in barbed wire.
Wow. Wow. Do you think El Sonico will be up to it?
Hopefully, because that man's taken a lot of punishment the last several months. His feud with Derek Drexel has been particularly violent.
Wow, that's, boy, that is something. Have you ever seen a Kindle stick ripped out of a wrestler's hand and impaled in barbed wire?
That I have seen.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, because I haven't. Boy, that's, wow, all right. Well, now Diafola Dabashi's not going to be at that DOA event. He chose Rose City Wrestling, huh?
He is scheduled to be at Rose City Wrestling. Dabashi, at one point, did wrestle for DOA, but it's been many, many years since he called DOA home.
And you said that they're going to have live music at this taco place. And that brings up a question I've had, that I had for today's guest, Sangai. How come I've never heard of a referee in the Northwest, or in nationwide for that matter, ever have entrance music? A referee.
Usually they try not to call the attention on themselves. They prefer to be neutral and let the wrestlers get the spotlight in the matches.
Well, I realize that, but even a brief 15 seconds musical entrance can lay the foundation for an impartial referee. It can pave the way for the referee a crescendo. That's the word I'm looking for, a smooth crescendo. Yes.
Well, keeping in mind that most referees prefer not to have a crescendo because they would rather the wrestlers get the crescendos.
Well, I am going to do a nationwide search of referees who think that entrance music would be a good idea on a trial basis, and I will be working closely with referees, and they can send in their suggestions, and I myself will suggest some music.
All right. Now, what are you going to be suggesting? Is it going to be something along the lines of maybe Kenny G, maybe some Richard Marx, Brian Adams, if it's a Canadian referee?
I'm going to say some of the early works of Elton John, perhaps, or maybe some Nazareth.
All right.
Nazareth, yes. Maybe a mid-career Who, yes. But they brought in the synthesizer. That would be good.
It really
maybe,
would.
The classical music of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Possibly. Or maybe just Sebastian Bach from Skid Row.
Oh, yes. Yes, Skid Row. Or maybe Dokken. Dokken, the big hair band from the early 80s, who had, ironically enough, Jeff Pilsner from Longview, the town I grew up in, bad bass player. Dokken. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I know you will be surprised to know I'm going to ask Casey Carlisle herself if she thinks entrance music for referees would be a good idea. She is going to be my stepping stone to get this project started. Boy, she'll look forward to that.
Are you going to bum rush her at the airport?
Oh, I'm bum rusher. First of all, I don't know where Casey is in action this week. I don't know that.
Even though I just said it at the top of the program.
Well, yes, but I was preparing my frying pan for frying.
Are you frying a bologna sandwich?
Oh, it's a combination of medicinal medicine for my chest cold. Yes. We're talking oregano, and coriander, Now, hopefully in time to get me, and what I'm cooking in my frying pan, that made me miss you, that made me miss the Casey Carlisle statement, so I can go down to the Taco Time place tomorrow. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I did mention at the top of the program that Casey will be in Denton, Maryland for ACW tonight. And then tomorrow night, he will be in Farmville, Virginia for the Bruiser Wrestling Federation.
Oh, okay. Denton, Maryland, you said, huh?
Yes.
Well, that kills two birds with one stone, son guy. I can ask her if she considers Denton, Maryland, to be part of the Mid-Atlantic, anything north or south of Denton, or if she's in the gray area, so to speak. And I could ask if she's going to be part of the stepping stone process of getting referees, whoever they may be, and sending their application for entrance music. I would like to be at a forefront of something pivotal and new in wrestling, and that's entrance music.
Whom would you have for Ian Sutherland's entrance music when he referees there at SCW.
Oh, Ian Sutherland. Oh, boy. I'm gonna say maybe Back in the Saddle by Aerosmith.
Is there any particular reasoning behind such?
There is not. There is not.
All right. Now, what would you choose for, let's say, Pops Ballard of the Pro Wrestling Federation in Washington?
Well, actually, Sun Guy, I will take that back. There is a line in Back in the Saddle where this cowboy is going to the Crazy Horse Saloon and hopefully to meet old Suki Jones. Somehow I could see that pertaining to that referee. Suki Jones and the Crazy Horse Saloon. Pops Ballard is another story. I'd say something along the lines of Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper. Pops Ballard.
All right. Very interesting.
Yes. Pops Ballard himself needs more cowbell.
All right. Now, QT, will you be approaching any officials this week with this music suggestion?
Well, if I do, if I am able to get on the road Saturday, I think I will begin my if I don't hear from Casey Carlisle by 7 p.m. tonight on her thoughts, then I will, really get the ball rolling, so to say, in gear Saturday by approaching several referees. Yes.
Now, which show will you be appearing for?
Well, that DOA sounds very tempting, but I would have to attend the Taco Truck wrestling event.
All right, the Knockout Taco for Rose City Wrestling.
There you go, yes. Yes.
Now, will you be approaching Diavolo Debashi with this?
Now, the last time there was an incident at La Problemia's where Diavolo Debashi got hit in the head with a taco, and it contained pork.
I recall that. I recall that vividly.
That was a very, very subliminal and famous moment in La Problemia history, yes. Has Diavolo Debashi ever recovered psychologically from that pork taco attack? That's what I'm asking. Yes.
Forget the man doesn't eat pork one time and he gets really offended. I don't know what to say.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, you know, Diavolo Debashi, I'll see how things go with Casey Carlo, and then I'm probably going to make a... Diavolo Debashi, I'll make him second on my chain of command or ask him about referee's entrance music. Yes. Pretty excited here, Sign Guy.
It sounds like you're pretty excited.
Yes. Well, I think it needs to be done.
Well, then, you know, after... you do the top 9 and 7/8 wrestler rankings, I think you should prepare for this. Now, keep in mind, if Diavolo is opposed to this idea, he well could put a fork right between your eyes. He's been known to do such things to people.
Wow, between the eyes, right on the bridge of the nose, yes. Well,
that's between the eyes, yes.
If he doesn't want to comment or have any opinion on, you know, what a referee's entrance music should be, then I'll ask him about his definition of the Mid-Atlantic area. And if he himself is into cartography.
You think Debashi is a huge cartography buff?
Boy, I'm not sure on that. But I'm sure he could locate the United Arab Emirates and Yemen quicker than most Americans.
You would think yes. So, yeah.
Like if Dave Letterman, stopped Diavolo Debashi on the street he could probably be way better than average. Because I've seen some of the people Dave Letterman stops, you know, and asks geographical questions. Or was that Jay Leno? I think it was Jay Leno more. Yes. And boy,
Leno, yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. They weren't that literate. Not really. Some of them even had trouble with Newfoundland, which everyone knows.
One in Canada?
East of Canada. Yes.
That's sad.
Yes. Yes, very bad. Yes.
Now, QT, at Rose City Wrestling tomorrow, are you going to approach Diafola Debashi not with a pie, but perhaps with a quesadilla?
Oh, hey, now that's an idea, yes. But I'd have to give him some heads up that it would be filled with pork or brisket. Well, I guess brisket would be okay. I think he wouldn't mind brisket.
He might really love chicken.
Well, yes, you can't go wrong with chicken. Yes. Unless, you know, it had feathers or maybe a beak or some feet. Now, I remember a fascinating wrestling story of Kurt Angle on a plane to Russia. I think it was Ukraine for a wrestling match, and it was a bad Russian airline, and he had ordered chicken, and it came with a beak. Some chicken parts with a beak. It was very disgusting. Yeah. After that, he carried a whole bunch of ramen noodle soups in his possession, and canned tuna, and some other stuff like chocolate energy bars. But he would never order anything on a Russian airline again.
Never ever once, huh?
I found that fascinating, yes. Only American wrestlers, when they would land in Russia, would make a beeline for the McDonald's.
Now, they do have McDonald's in Russia.
Oh, sure, yes. But you'll never find any chicken sandwiches with something that looks like chicken beaks in it or feet.
True. Now, have you ever eaten at the McDonald's in Russia?
Oh, no. Although I did have a protocol in the port city of Petropavlovsk. It was very interesting. Petropavlovsk.
Petro called your dog.
Wow.
Petropavlovsk.
When you were at the port with Petrov calling this dog, did he treat you to maybe a cup of coffee from the McDonald's?
Boy, now there's something I've never tried, Zondag, Russian coffee. Oh, and I don't think Casey Carlisle has ever tried Russian coffee. But I've never had a Russian coffee with Gregor Petrov.
That's something that maybe you could ask him, and there'll be a blue collar sometime. See if he'll treat you to some Russian coffee.
Oh, okay, yes. I'm not afraid to ask Tex Thompson many questions along with Gregor Petrov.
So you're going to ask Tex Thompson to accompany you when you go to ask Petrov if he would brew you a pot of Russian coffee?
Yes, that would give me a sense of security, yes.
All right. Now, what foreign lands coffee have you most had?
Probably Turkish.
Ah. Were you stationed in Turkey as well?
I was not, but I knew a consulate there. A consulate.
Very interesting. And did you ever try coffee in Hawaii?
Oh, Hawaii? No.
That's too bad. I know they're very renowned for their coffee.
Kona coffee, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not sure. Now, I've had Blue Mountain Jamaican coffee, very expensive.
Were you ever stationed in Jamaica?
No, but I had a port of call at Ocho Rios.
Hi.
Ocho Rios, yes. Second largest city, I believe, I think. Of course, Jamaica first. Not Jamaica, but what's the capital of Jamaica?
Kingston.
Oh, yeah, Kingston. Kingston, yes. Oh, okay. Home of Bob Marley, yes.
Now, QT, at this Knockout Taco, the brand new tag team champions will be there, Max Burnside and Robert Vaughn. Have you ever had coffee with either of them? And if so, did that influence you when sitting down to make up the top 9 7/8 wrestler ranking?
Oh, well, as you know, Son Guy, 2 weeks ago, Max Bernstein, did make the rankings. And pretty high, I must admit. Yes. But no coffee was exchanged. No coffee.
Are you hoping that he'll bring you a cup tomorrow in the hopes that he will continue to be ranked, possibly even tonight in this week's top 9 7/8 ranking, which will appear, hopefully, on the Facebook of Max Burnside?
Well, now, Sign, due to a code of conduct, I am not able to accept any gifts to influence my opinion or rankings. I cannot receive any cash money or gifts or favors, you know, or labor, so they can move up the rankings. However, if, a cup of coffee was given and it went undetected, wrestler might be obliged or may find himself ranked a little bit higher than I would have ranked him. Yes.
All right. Now, Big B was a little, shall we say, leery of that fruit pie, I think. He came out to investigate things. He was threatening you with the sidewalk slam.
Well, yes, he did seem to have a certain wariness when he approached me, yes. Yes. And he did inquire about the sidewalk slam. The big question is, we've got the holidays coming up. Should QT Votes or a bunch of deficits submit himself to a sidewalk slam for charity? Charity, yes.
All right. Isn't that possibly what you'll need if Big V were to put you in a sidewalk slam and you were hospitalized for months on end?
Wow, now that hasn't occurred to me. The thought of injury, at least the thought of injury hasn't. Boy, that's rough. That Big V does carry quite a bit of weight. Think of the G-forces. Yes. And, of course, it would depend on the ring that budget deficit or QT Votes would receive the sidewalk slam. What's the softest ring in the Northwest, Sign Guy? Softest ring.
I would say the Wrestle Club ring by a wide margin.
And what's the hardest ring to avoid?
Hardest? Personally, I would say the SCW ring.
Ooh, wow, okay. All right. Can you yourself pull some strings and if this comes to fruition and QT Votes does take a sidewalk slam that he can land in the softest ring?
Well, that would be Wrestle Club. You'd have to go to Idaho for that.
Wow, that's a long distance. Think of my overhead. But if I had to, if I could escape the hospital charges, yeah, you might have a point.
I don't think it would be over your head. I think it'd be lower on your back once you landed there.
That's true. They could call me the sciatica kid after this. Yes.
Possibly. Imagine It's WrestleMania, and the ring announcer says, the winner of the main event and the brand new WWE champion, the Sciatica Kid.
That is a good ring to it. A very good ring, yes. The Sciatica Kid.
Might be worth a shot.
All right, well, now, sign. You're talking. Now, you mentioned Idaho. Now, that's a pretty long distance to go. Can you give us an update of your plans to travel back to Gouge, which is also a long distance?
It is a long distance. Hopefully, I will make it out there sometime in 2018. I was hoping to make it out this year. Things didn't quite work. But 2018, hopefully, I will make my return to Gouge.
Oh, all right. 2018. Wow, okay. Spring, summer, winter, or fall? That's a huge question.
Hopefully one of those, yes.
Oh, all right. One of those, okay. That narrows that down. Okay, very good. All right, now, Sunday, I am pleased to announce right now, I am logging on Facebook. Oh, now, the first person that pops up is Kurt Frazes. Should I ask him first about my decision to get this started about a movement to bring music to a referee's entrance? Or should I ask Casey Carlisle?
I think you should ask Kurt Frazes if you should ask Casey Carlisle.
Oh, hey, now that, oh, you can't go wrong with this. Okay. All right, I am going to type in. Now, wait a second. This might not be appropriate. Okay, let me see now. Just one goat's photo. What does he mean by that? Well, we got a blue sky. We've got a truck that appears to be on an interstate. The truck says rock sand. You don't have to put on a red light. What is Kurt trying to convey in this?
Are you singing the police to me?
Well, no. But the police could be a good referee musical entrance. That's an outstanding suggestion, sign guy.
Well, Roxanne? If there was a referee named Roxanne, maybe.
Wow. Okay. All right. I am now. This is unbelievably huge. I am now typing in to Kurt Frazes. Okay. Here we go. Kurt. Okay. We are live on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Here we go. Turmoil. Should, now let me, how can I word this? Should we ask Casey, should I ask him to be a liaison? A liaison.
Yes.
Buffer zone to Casey Carlisle. Okay. Now let me see. Would you accept the job? There we go. Okay. Would you accept the job of being a liaison? How do you spell liaison? L-I-A?
L-I-A-S-O-N.
I thought it was S-I-O-N.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Being a liaison to Casey Carlisle. Casey Carlisle, okay. That's a K. Casey Carlisle. About this question. Should a referee, have entrance music, and should we start taking applications from said interested referees? As a liaison, you have to ask Casey this question. Oh, wait a second. You will have to ask Casey this question. Oh, okay. Here we go.
I just sent it. It's very, very nice. Okay.
Nice.
Boy, if I could bring music to referees, even if it's only like about at a 4% participation rate, that'd be great.
Now, which 4% would you imagine would be most likely to accept this?
Well, first of all, I think that in the Northwest, the first referee that comes to mind is T-Rex. I think he would love some entrance music.
What do you think T-Rex would pick as his entrance music?
Bang a Dong by Golden Earring? No, I don't. I can't see. Maybe God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Particular reason why?
Well, that was kind of like the first song to disrespect the hierarchy of England. You know, they've got a stratified society. So, I mean, you've got your very upper class, your elite, and your middle class and lower class. Yes. Much more so than in the United States, where the lines are blurred.
Very blurred indeed.
And this is
trying to say that T-Rex has blurry vision, and that's why on occasion matches get controversial when he's in the ring. Is that what you're trying to say by issuing him the song God Save the Queen?
I've never seen T-Rex with blurry vision, and I've never seen him really with glasses.
All right.
Not even bifocals. Trifocals. Hell no. However, I think he's probably worn a monocle when he's pouring over cartology maps. As you know, Sun Guy, T-Rex was introduced and accepted into a membership into the Weather Club. I keep forgetting that T-Rex is a member.
Wow. Did he pay quite a bit of dues in order to become a member?
Not that I know of. I'm not sure the Treasury takes care of that, the Treasury for the Weather Club.
Oh. All right.
Yes. Now here's a. Should I send up a quick message to Mark Rowan, asking what if his eyesight has ever affected any of his decisions in blue collar?
That could be pretty offensive.
Yeah, that would. Okay, should I ask him how much dues he paid to get into said Weather Club?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right. I could ask him also if he is in action himself Sunday at Blue Collar. That would be more fitting of the show, yes. Oh, okay. Well, here I am. I'm typing. Now, this is the second message I have sent out when we are live. Have I ever sent out messages before on the show?
Yes, many, many times.
I have? Oh, okay. Well, just one. Just one,
dozens.
Right? At a time? Oh, dozens. Yes. Okay. Well, here you go.
Okay, let me see now. Okay, here we go.
And for all you listeners, you can go on said person's Facebook page and see my exact question. Boy, you can look forward to that.
That might be the most captivating thing to happen to people today.
Wow, I really wouldn't wish that on them. I mean, I would wish that they would do this. Yes. Here we go. Okay, let me see now. Okay. We are
live on the show. My question is, and Sun Guy is also a question.
And theoretically, South Park Bellingers.
Oh, all right. Has your eyesight ever caused you to have controversial decisions at BCW, and whom did you pay? Did you pay? And how much to get into Devin Bellinger's Weather Club? Oh, that's huge. Okay, here we go.
Now, should I ask Diafola DeBasi a question?
I think so. I think you should ask him what his favorite quesadilla is, so you are 100% fully prepared for tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Very good. Okay. Let me see. Here we go. This is a third one. Ooh, time's kind of running out. I better be quick, because I would love, for the first time on the show, to ask four questions. Boy, that'd be great. Okay. Let me see now. I pull the brushing. Okay. How come I brought up Joe Pardini? I am going to watch General Hospital. No one cares, Joe. Boy, oh boy.
Poor
I am
Joe.
Drinking malt liquor. What's that?
Poor Joe Pardini.
Yeah. Boy, let me see now. Now, wait a second. What's Kevin Brandt doing on Joe Pardini's Facebook page? This is huge.
Is he paying him off to appear at the DOA anniversary show? That would be huge.
Oh, wait a second. Is this my Facebook page? Oh, I think this is mine. Okay. Let me see now. I have Joe Pardini posting something. Kevin Brandt posting something. Mindy Easton posting. Okay. Casey Rufo Spinelli. Okay, never mind. Okay, I had a slight mistake there. I guess I clicked on the wrong one. Okay. Here we go. Diafola DeBasi. Let's go with his Facebook page. Oh, my gosh. Something went wrong here, too. Boy, I think I'm being hijacked here. Now, wait a second. Here's Casey. All right, I'm going to... No, I can't ask Casey. I haven't been in touch with her very much. Let me see. Okay, what should I ask Dave Barnett?
You should ask Beast Barnett if he will make you a fruit salad upon your return to Indiana in March of 2018.
No, I think it has to be a question about Diafola DeBasi and his
Ask him
yeah.
if he had ever consider making Diafola DeBasi a fruit salad.
Oh, okay. We are live on Turnbuckle.
We really are.
The question is, would you yourself ever consider making Diafola DeBasi a fruit salad? Or maybe Waldorf, that's good. Or maybe Waldorf. And should referees have entrance music? Oh, that's huge, that's huge.
I think out of all three of those questions, he's going to respond the quickest. That's what I think. Now, should I ask Nady Russum a question?
Whom?
Nady Russum.
No, I'm going to say maybe Coach Mike Jones.
Oh, okay, Coach, yes. All right, let me plug in Coach. Okay, Coach Mike Jones, coach with the most. Okay, what should I ask him?
You should ask him if he has ever accidentally served pork to Diafula Debashi.
Oh, okay, very good. I tried to bring up his Facebook page, and that kind of gave me that thumbs up with the bandage on it saying it's not available. Okay, let me see here, Coach. He's probably dancing with the seagulls.
He might be. A thumbs up.
This page isn't available. Did he try to censor me or kind of?
I don't think Coach would ever try that.
I would be heartbroken. Okay, let me try again. Let me see now. How about, okay, I'll try it with a tennis racket here. Oh, okay, here we go, I think. Oh, here's just plain old Mike DeJones instead of the coach. Okay. Okay. It's taking a long time. I need a new computer. That's what I need. Oh, boy. I don't think I got it. Oh, boy, no.
Well, maybe you got one at Best Buy.
That's true, Best Buy. I hear they're pretty good. And your Best Buy is pretty good to work for also. All right, I'm going to scrap Coach Mike Jones. How about Damon James?
No, I'm going to say maybe Patrick Large.
All right, Pat Large, okay, very good. Pretty fearless in this approach. Patrick Large. Okay. Pat Large. Hopefully he can come. Ah, the page isn't available. Boy, oh boy. This is terrible. Okay, who else then? Let me see now.
Bear.
Who?
Ian Bear.
Oh, Ian Bear. Yes, Alpha Sigma Sigma. Okay, Ian. Ian Fair. Ian Bear. Okay, here he is. Squamish Championship Wrestling. Here we go. Okay. In there. What's on your mind, Daniel? Okay, I'll just click that. Okay. Oh, well, I don't know if I. All right, here we go. Ian, have you ever served a pork quesadilla, T-A-S-S-I-D, quesadilla, quesadilla, to Diafula Debashi. Okay, Diafula Debashi. Hopefully this gets through. Okay. Oh, okay. I think it did. Okay.
All right. Now, QT.
Yes.
I've just received word from one Beast Barnett. He says to tell you referees do not need entrance music.
Wow. Holy smokes, that's definitely a thumb down. All right. Well, he's gotten this ball rolling. Can you yourself send him a message that the ball is rolling?
Yeah, I can try that.
Oh, okay. And in the meantime, Sunday, when you're sending this message, who do we got on Sunday?
Sunday, we have a timekeeper out of the Northeast by the name of Mike Blair. I believe he will be our first ever timekeeper that we've had on the show.
Wow, yes, timekeepers, yes, pretty rare, yes. I see. Do you yourself, Sunday, have three questions automatically that pop into mind about time?
Not specific on time, but I'm sure we'll have plenty of questions to ask one Mike Blair.
Now, remember when we tried to get on that Australian girl wrestler that was also kind of like a model, and we could never get her online due to time constraints and time zones?
Yeah, it was a debacle, a giant debacle.
It was a debacle, yes. Yes.
Now, QT, before we leave today, I would like to take a moment and send out our condolences We lost a member of the wrestling community out of the Midwest this past week, Dallas James, the brother of Austin James, his former tag team partner, wrestled in the many different promotions over his career in the Midwest, specifically in the state of Indiana. Dallas James suffered a very massive sudden heart attack, lost his life this past week, so we want to send our condolences. And as we wrap up, we will toll the bell 10 times in remembrance of Dallas James.